Thank you, Chairwoman Spear, Ranking Member Gallagher, distinguished members of the subcommittee. Thank you for your leadership and support that you have provided to the United States Space Force, our guardians, and their families. It's a privilege to come before you today alongside my military colleagues. And as we purposefully build a force capable of securing the space domain, we developed and released our new human capital vision, the Guardian Ideal, back in September of last year. Our approach is grounded in our values of connection, commitment, competency, and courage, and combines the more traditional recruit and retain objectives with an eye towards connecting with our guardians and their families, enabling a digital force while integrating wellness and resiliency. Because of our small size and the importance of establishing our warfighting culture, we believe it vital to be collaborative and connected to all of our guardians, both uniformed and civilian, in a way that would be much more difficult in a larger service. This innovative human capital and talent management design we are creating is team-centric, capable of scaling on demand and adapting to changing circumstances. And it is designed to allow our guardians to move more easily between full and part-time statuses. This approach could allow us to flex with our force so our members do not have to choose between their careers and their personal lives. And to implement our vision, we have three guiding principles: manage talent based on competencies required to succeed, find and develop diverse talent to advance our mission, and provide access to the digital services, tools, and training. We have developed occupational competencies for all five of our warfighting space capabilities of operation, intelligence, cyber, acquisition, and engineering. We are conducting barrier analysis with various diverse groups to listen to how our guardian experiences could be more inclusive, and using a boot camp approach to training coders, resulting in increased digital fluency and positive impacts to mission accomplishment. Over the past 2 years, we secured a number of wins for our nation. I am proud of the more than 13,000 military and civilian guardians who joined our ranks from the Air Force, Army, Navy, and Marine Corps, as well as from across America. We launched recruiting initiatives to ensure we are competitive for the STEM talent we need. We instituted interviews that include scientifically based questions to help us determine how the applicant aligns with the Space Force values to create that holistic approach to selecting our future guardians, create a more diverse applicant pool, and ensure a best fit. We are moving from an annual evaluation-based performance appraisal system to one that is more continuous approach and captures the inputs of subordinates, peers, and superiors to provide a more comprehensive and timely picture of guardian performance, potential, and growth. And let me also state that there are real resource impacts to our guardians and their families and our mission if we do not receive an FY22 appropriation. The long-term vision for consolidation of all Armed Forces Space Force professionals, it will be stalled. We would be unable to execute Army and Navy inter-service unit transfers and unable to cover much-needed increases in our civilian talent. And finally, there will be delays in building our proactive, preventative, integrated resiliency program. And although I'm very pleased with the progress that's been made, we have much work to do in this third year of building the Space Force. We want to deliver capability that includes integrating our reserve components and our sister services to create that more permanent and agile force. We will continue to focus on our innovative approach to talent management, allowing us to build an organizational culture in which leaders at every level take bold, data-driven, and risk-informed actions. We will capitalize on the diverse ability of our nation's guardians to secure American interests in space and make the contributions to joint operations. I thank you for your time today and look forward to your questions.